The British pound hit its lowest level against the dollar in nearly 7 years today amid uncertainty about the UK's future in the European Union. Prime Minister David Cameron wants a future that has Britain staying in the EU. He wants to avoid the so-called Brexit, and he made his case before the House of Commons today.
We are a great country, and whatever choice we make, we will still be great. But I believe the choice is between being an even greater Britain inside a reformed EU or a great leap into the unknown. I have no other agenda. I have no other agenda than what is best for our country. I'm standing here telling you what I think. My responsibility as Prime Minister is to speak plainly about what I believe is right for our country. And that is what I will do every day for the next 4 months. And I commend this statement to the House.
Last week, Cameron negotiated a reform deal with the rest of the EU that he believes will make staying in the EU more appealing. The British people will have their say when they vote in a special election on June 23rd. Joining us now is the BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson in London. Rob, how important is this issue for David Cameron?
Can I just say, before we even get going, that you thought in the United States you were the only ones in the Western world entitled to have some exciting politics. but boy, we're going to give you a run for your money over the next 4 months. Well, it's hugely important for David Cameron in two ways. So the first one, which I guess is the one which will be the most interest to everyone outside of Britain, is this is one big decision. I mean, I can't stress it enough. I mean, the decision that he's put before the British people is a choice on whether to stay in the European Union or not. And we haven't had a choice like that for over 40 years. It would have huge implications for life here in Britain. It would certainly have implications for our allies like the United States. But if we left, it would also have implications for the rest of the EU. So this is a big, big issue. So that's why it's so important. He staked his money on staying in. And the second issue, which I guess is slightly less important, but massively important here in Britain, is the domestic politics of it all. So the Conservative Party, which David Cameron leads, has long been divided over the issue of membership of the European Union, and boy, have those divisions come out into the open now.
Well, explain what it would mean exactly for the UK to leave the European Union, because many Americans know that the UK is not a member of the Eurozone. It's not on, it doesn't use the euro as its currency. It uses the pound. So what would happen if the UK were to leave?
Well, funnily enough, Jeremy, you've gone exactly to the heart of what this campaign is about. And if you like, the weakness of the Leave side, or one of the problems that they have to address, they have to be able to answer the question that you've just put. And I don't think anyone has yet, Jeremy, and that is, OK, so we leave the European Union. What next? How does a post-EU Britain look like? And in what way would it be better? So the short answer is, we don't know the answer to that question. I mean, I'm presuming that the Leave campaign are going to be working pretty hard over the next few months to try and give people an answer.
Well, one person who wants the UK to leave is the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson. Let's listen to what he has said about his opposition to Britain staying in the EU.
The last thing I wanted was to go against David Cameron or the government. But after a great deal of heartache, I don't think there's anything else I can do. I will be advocating vote leave or whatever the team is called, because I want a better deal for the people of this country.
What does he mean by that, and how important is Boris Johnson in all of this?
Well, I guess, first of all, we should introduce Boris Johnson to everyone, because he is not like any other British politician. he's not like any American politician. I mean, for a start, physically, he's pretty striking. He's a sort of shock of unruly blonde hair. And there's a great deal of psychodrama attached to this. I mean, a lot of listeners won't know that David Cameron and Boris Johnson have been, I call them frivals, friends and rivals, since they were at school together at Eton, that famous school. They were then at Oxford University together. And he's an extraordinary character, Boris Johnson. And I'd said earlier on that one of the problems that the Leave campaign had was trying to sort of sketch out a vision for what Britain would look like after the EU. The other problem that the campaign has had up until perhaps this moment is a politician who's recognisable, because most of the other people on the Leave side, most of the people in Britain have never heard of them. Now, that's not to say that Boris Johnson is going to fix everything for him, because there is a thought that, you know, while he's popular with the kind of cappuccino-drinking London media, he may win fewer hearts and the sort of wider tea-drinking parts of Britain.
Well, and actually, just yesterday, I was in New York, and my British grandmother was visiting. She's 90 years old. She lives about an hour north of London, and she was visiting. And I asked her about this exact issue. And to her, and she's lived in England her whole life, She doesn't care if Britain leaves the EU. She's lived there when it wasn't part of the EU. But what are people saying about this in the UK? How do the people feel?
Well, look, until very recently, I don't think the people have been watching very closely because it was just a bunch of people like me and politicians going on about it. But now a date has been set for the referendum. I mean, I think the next 4 months are going to be really right up there amongst the stories that I've covered. And I think it will be. I think it will be very impassioned because the whole debate about the European Union, you know, on one side, yes, it's about business and security, but it's also about immigration and about sovereignty and national identity. So I think this stuff is going to get, I think it's going to get pretty heated and pretty emotional. Now, how is it looking so far in terms of opinion? Well, as I say, I'm not sure that people have focused that much, but the opinion polls suggest that the Remain camp is in the lead, but with all to play for.
That's the BBC's political correspondent, Rob Watson, joining us from London. Rob, I'm sure we'll be checking back in with you on this over the next few months. Thanks so much.
Thank you.